the words that the world uses, the cursing, the swearing. You speak to many people and it's just unbelievers and it doesn't mean anything to them. It's just words. Words that might have a negative connotation, but it's just words. It doesn't mean anything. It has to mean something to us. It's not our language anymore. When we know the Lord Jesus as Savior, when we are saved, we are given a new language, a heavenly language, a spiritual language. And these words and these sayings and the vulgarity of the world no longer has a place in our language. So when I say it, I'm doing something wrong. It's not part of my speech. It's foreign to me now. What was Peter's reaction? Your speech betrayeth me, thee. He started to curse. It's a terrible thing. It's a shameful thing. And I don't need to say much about it. We know what the words are. We all hear them. Do we adopt them for ourselves? Or do we make the effort to take the language of this world and put it as far away from us as we can? Our speech betrayeth us. I don't know how many of you have had it, but I've had it happen. Why don't you curse? Why don't you curse? It's a powerful testimony. Why don't you sound like the rest of us? Why don't you say what the rest of us say? There's your opening. Because I have a different language. Because I don't belong to who you belong to. There's your opening. All of the things I've spoken about, the way you dress, the way you behave, what you feed upon, how you speak, these things make us look different. When we're different, you beg the question. And there are people that will come up to you. Why do you do this differently from me? Why don't you behave like everyone else? And all of these things lead to the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of these things are ways for us to preach His wonderful name. And that's the point. That's the purpose. Once you're saved, you're saved. You're going to heaven. Don't you want to bring as many souls with you as you can? Don't you want to live for the Lord Jesus as well as you can? And I'd just like to close with a verse in Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. You want to talk about testimony from behavior. You want to talk about actions and the way you compose yourself, speaking louder than your words sometimes. The Lord Jesus, one of his most powerful testimonies in the way he died. He didn't say much when he was on the cross. But you saw the amazing thing on Calvary's cross. People were getting saved because of the way he conducted himself, the way he acted. And after he died, a soldier looked at him and said, surely it was the Son of God. The Lord Jesus had a testimony even in how he died. And we could look through the Gospels and look at the way he spoke. We could look at the way he carried himself, what he fed upon. And you see such a powerful testimony for his Lord and for his God and for his Father. He's our example. You want to know how to behave, how you should speak? Look to the Lord Jesus. I could never hope, ever, to have a testimony as powerful as his was. But to encourage us, each and every one of us, his testimony was all day, every day, from the moment of his birth to even after he died, the Lord Jesus was a testimony for the one to whom he belonged to. All day, every day, in everything that I do, I need to be a testimony for the one that I belong to. May the Lord help us to recognize how precious this Lord Jesus is. And so that the way I dress, the way I speak, what I feed upon, tells everyone around me who I belong to, for his name's sake.